it's a good day. Good day to be me.
Huh?
What?
I love it when people send emails to the wrong people.
Oh, yeah, isn't that great?
My lawyer just sent me an email that says, I have the keys for 26 Angelica Drive. I just sent it back.
Well, that's good news. Send them over.
Are you giving it to me?
Oh, my God, people are so funny. It really is the age of enlightenment, the age of material wealth, the age of connection and conversation. Doug Stephens' Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls there in our studio from our originating network, Radio America. Jennifer Horn is here, and bright and lively, that's Roberta Fasanelli, who's the queen of cheap. Lots of deals at DougStephan.com for her. Also, today at DougStephan.com in the What's New at DougStephan.com department, there's a story about Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone. This week, they both had shoulder surgery for injuries they received while working on a film. The two of them are in hospital beds alongside each other.
Really?
And having the same surgery. So it's this, it's the two of them. And they have never really been that close. It's just now, at this stage in their career, I mean, they've known each other, they've been friendly, but now, apparently, they've become very close, very friendly. And so they're in this movie that they're shooting together.
That's
now.
That's funny.
Someplace. I don't remember what this... Jennifer, do you remember what that story is, what they're shooting? I remember...
They're in something together. I don't know.
Right.
They're in the hospital is what they are
they're
now.
They're in the hospital together now. And so you can see that story at DougStephan.com.
They should be shooting that.
They what, Rich?
They should be shooting that for a sitcom.
Yeah, of course they should. So anyway, Jimmy Fallon last night absolutely floored the audience by talking about Schwarzenegger and Stallone. Listen to this.
This is cool. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone are teaming up to star in a new action movie. Yep, that'll be the first movie where the closed caption just says, no idea, bro.
That's funny.
Oh, God, you guys. All right. It's a good thing we got stuff to laugh about because there are a lot of good things. You know, these guys are my age. So.
I got shoulder problems too, man.
Yeah.
I'm afraid about that.
Yeah. Put you in the
governor.
I'll see if they got a third bed in that room.
Move them in. All right. So let's get to Michael McMaster in a moment here. You know, he is one of our thought gurus, somebody who can really help you out if you're stuck on something and you need some inspiration. Stand by because you'll enjoy our time with Michael McMaster coming right up here on Good Day.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bundling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better?
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message. Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
It's the Jockey Men's Underwear Sale at Macy's with 25% savings on our entire Jockey collection. 25% off all Jockey Classic and Bonus Value Packs, including 4-pack boxers, boxer briefs, and 6-pack briefs, plus crew and V-neck tees. 25% off all Jockey boxers, all Jockey pouch and Elance collections, and more. All Jockey Men's Underwear, 25% off at Macy's. Savings off regular prices. Sale ends February 20th.
All right, let's get to Michael McMaster, the man of the moment at 13 past the hour on Good Day. Michael is here to help you understand in a mental, emotional way what's going on. It's not just mental and emotional, Michael. It is the connection, the spiritual connection. What is it? Mind-body-spirit connection that so many people are now talking about, because people are beginning to get that there is a connection, including a lady who you helped immensely. I just saw an email from a lady who said, I really enjoy your segment on Good Day. You briefly alluded to a meditation technique that you use for dealing with cancer. And the person who developed it was from Australia, wondering if you could share a bit more the name of the technique, the person, and where I can learn more about it. So let's begin with that, because meditation is oh so important. And it isn't, some people, you know, I say this lovingly, those who think that meditation is all about or whatever may have come from the transcendental meditation period of the Beatles, that's what people think. Some people think that's what meditation is.
Yeah, for me, many years ago, I had enormous problems with my nerves, and so I went to a psychiatrist in Australia, and I couldn't even drive my car. I mean,
really?
It was so bad, anxiety and that. And so he taught me this meditation, and basically, it's a mindless meditation. You basically sit in a chair, and so that you're sort of you're awake, and then you talk to your body. You tell your feet that all the tension is draining out the ends of your feet, that the tension's draining out the end of your fingers, and out of the top of your head, and it puts the body into a deep state of relaxation, and it has profound effects in different ways. And one way is, like to do with the cancer thing, what it does is that it activates the immune system within the body, and that's the thing that starts to kill off cancer cells.
Mm-hmm.
And because at the present time, what they're actually working on in terms of cancer, they're trying to come up with drugs that actually help the immune system kill the cancer.
Right.
So the more that you can get the stress out of your body and lower it, that enables the immune system to work better, and so it works in many other things as well. But the meditation is so simple. It was developed by a doctor called Dr. Ainsley Mears.
Ainsley, A-I-N, Ainsley Mears, M-E-A-R-S?
M-E-A-R-E-S. He died, I think it was in 1986, but he had a book called Relief Without Drugs. And he learned it from India, the meditation, and he was able to get himself to the state, like his body, where he could have teeth taken out and not feel any pain.
Good Lord.
So the effects of it are profound, but even to do with living every day and reducing stress, I mean, when I do it, I mean, I meditate every day. I mean, I rarely get upset about things because it brings you to a wonderful
balance. What do you do? What
does
your meditation consist of? What do you do? How do you?
Just that. Just sitting in a chair and getting my body to relax. And then what happens? See, what happens to most people, they can't get past the mind chatter.
Yeah.
And
right.
So they try to meditate for like 5 minutes, but they can't turn their minds off because they don't do it long
A couple
enough.
Of beers will help with that.
A couple of beers will help.
Well, Bailey's for me.
Serious.
Bailey's for him, yeah. All right.
Right.
Yeah. But
when you can get past that stage of
But how do you do that? How do you shut your...
Yeah, because I have a problem
so
with
important
night.
For everybody.
You
all of you
3 o'clock
who,
in the morning, you got this mind chatter going, and you just can't turn it off.
How do you... Well, you can. How do you turn it off, Michael?
Well, the way that I turn it off is that I focus in the moment. Because your brain is taught to race like that. You've actually taught it to do that. So if you learn to focus in the moment, like look at your feet or look at your hand, or what a lot of people get taught to do is focus on the breathing, after a while your mind starts to calm down and it starts to live right in the moment. So the mind chatter turns off after a while. It's nothing more than a habit. You're just changing a habit.
Right.
But the effects are profound.
The idea of being able to sit, though, and just think, this is something that you all kind of need to just wrap yourself around for a moment. Let me speak to something else you were just talking about with regard to cancer cells. Now, I think I'm a pretty... You and I have actually never shaken hands. We've never seen each other in person. That's one of the great things about the brilliance of doing this, because you become friends and you never even see each other. I'm not laid back, but I do know how to make my body work, and I've learned much more as I've gone along through the years. And then I'm talking about my health and well-being and eating the right things more than not and taking the right supplements and stuff. I'm having this EECP treatment for the blood flow around the heart and into the brain. And the lady who runs this clinic said to me yesterday, because I went to, I had a little spot on my face, a little dark spot, and I wanted to get it checked out. So I had a biopsy, and the dermatologist says there's precancerous cells in there, and you need to get rid of them. So the way I get rid of them, according to the doctor anyway, is to buy a serum that you put on your face, and it's $800 for this stuff. And so I'm thinking to myself, okay, what better way do we have for me to deal with it? I mean, at the moment, that's the best way to deal with it so that it doesn't become a problem. I'm on the farm, and for 8 months a year, I'm in the sun, sometimes 6, 7, 8 hours a day. And I don't put any of the creams on that, you know, people tell you to put on to keep the SPF, whatever that stuff is. Because Ken told me a number of years ago you needed the vitamin D, so it's like a little here, there, and everywhere. But the point is, how do you use this technique, I'm asking, to keep these things from developing as this Dr. Mears did?
Well, it's on my meditation CD.
Okay, that's fair
enough. The meditation that's on there. But it's simple. If you were just to do that relaxation exercise, that would do it. See, one of the reasons why I do it is many years ago I had stage 4 melanoma.
I think you told me that. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and so they cut it out. They didn't have chemo or radiation then, and that's basically what I've used to keep myself cancer-free for all those years.
Yeah. All right. So let's send people to your website so they can sign up for this meditation CD that you have. This may be one of the best ones that Michael has. Meditating, understand how to meditate, even the word. He will not be turned off by it when you listen to the CD that Michael has put together. So go to michael-mcmaster.com, M-C-M-A-S-T-E-R, or you can go to dougstefan.com, see Michael's picture there in the contributors box, click on that, and it'll bring you into his website so you can get this meditation CD and see what else he has to help you live a better, more productive life. michael-mcmaster.com. Michael is here every week at this time to talk about how he can help you out. Why not? Thank you, Michael. Have a great weekend. 21 after on Good Day.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, 23 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Normally, we always at this time in the hour have some musical ditty. Actually, I wanted to spend a little time on American Idol from last night. I think there was some stuff there. I don't know how much there is, but this is better. The Star Wars Episode 1 release this weekend.
Phantom Menace.
Yeah,
Phantom
Sean Menace and I are going to go see it.
Hits theaters again starting today. So what we found was a Weird Al Yankovic tribute to the Phantom Menace, The Saga Begins. He tells the complete story of Phantom Menace to the tune of American Pie. This is the video of the date.
Beautiful.
At DougSteffen.com. All right, Richie, take it away.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far away, Naboo was under
very
an attack.
Very clever guy.
And I thought me and Qui-Gon Jinn could talk the Federation into maybe...
He's dressed up as Luke Skywalker.
But their response, it didn't thrill us. They locked the doors and tried to kill us. We escaped from that gas and met Jar Jar and Boss Nass. We took a bongo from the scene and we went to feed to see the Queen. We all wound up on Tatooine. That's where we found this boy. Oh my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later. Now he's just a small fry. He left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Soon I'm going to be a Jedi.
Very clever. Yeah. This is Al Yankovic. Tribute to the Phantom Menace. Crank it up with you. I don't know how long this is. We can't get it all in here, probably.
He can use the force, they say.
Yeah.
Do you see him hitting on the Queen? Though he's just 9 and she's 14. Yeah, he's probably going to marry her someday. Well, I know he built C-3PO, and I've heard how fast his pod can go, and we were broke through. So we made a wager or two. He was a preview best and flying ace, and the minute Jabba started off that race, well, I knew who would win first place. Oh, yes, it was.
So, very interesting. It's a very interesting bit of video and audio at DougSteffen.com.
Weird Al looks very good. Yeah. He looks, that guy looks young. He's got to be, what, 50?
Oh, more than that. No, more than that.
He looks very good for his
age. Our poll today at DougSteffen.com follows this. Are you going to go see The Phantom Menace this weekend? I'm kind of debating whether I want to go see it or not. A, yes, I can't wait to see it in 3D. B, maybe I can get to the matinee so it won't cost too much money. C, that's Roberta. I have the DVD, so I doubt it. So if you have the DVD, but you're not going to see the same thing on the DVD that you'll see in 3D,
you gotta
see
the big screen.
Right. So now, D is I've seen it, and I'm not at the point where I want to see it again. So all those choices, you can fill out the form, if you will. The poll, every day at DougSteffen.com.
It's a scientific fact. Men can only hear certain frequencies during hockey season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
30 seconds left on the power play. Chris Tweeter of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Your girlfriend wants an engagement ring for Valentine's Day, and you really should score here before they bring in another man. Also, quit wiping barbecue sauce in your pants. It's called a napkin. Use it.
She's trying to tell you something. This Valentine's Day, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage, and you'll want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short, and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today in an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli. Roberta, you've been pretty quiet today. What's the problem? Yeah. That's
Let it all out, Roberta. It's
what
okay.
is it with her? What is it?
Don't hold it in.
Okay. Richie's going to find Roberta. Hi, Jennifer.
Yes.
There have been countless radio folks sending around tweets this past 24 hours of this naked guy here in Los Angeles who climbed up a radio tower. He had nothing on. He stayed up there for hours and hours and hours. There are pictures of him all over the place. You can see the tan lines even on the picture that I'm looking at. The tower.
Nice.
All right. And the tower, by the way, is right next to the LAPD.
Oh, perfect. So they didn't have to go too far to get him, huh?
So the police and the fire department trying to get this guy down. News reporters, helicopters flying all around this guy. He was arrested eventually and taken to the UCLA Medical Center for evacuation.
You think? Naked guy on a radio tower, which is not easy to climb, by the way.
Oh, my God. This is absolutely... He said the reason he went up there is because he didn't have any money and he wanted a couple of McDonald's hamburgers. And, by the way, the police got them for him when they took him into custody. Here, have a Big
Aww,
Mac.
That's sweet that they helped him.
Nice.
Yeah, very sweet. All right, so we don't have that at a little hard for us to put that. I wouldn't put
so
that.
So bottom up. Line, he's going to die a slower death.
Bottom line.
Yeah,
get it?
Got it.
Bottom line.
All right, so Jen, what's on our Facebook? What's the action? A lot of things we've connected.
Oh, my gosh. We have a lot going
of things
on today.
Yeah,
we have the first appearance of the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show. You can see the video up
posted
at facebook.com/goodday show.
Yep.
Then we also have a link to the non-genetically modified food shopping guide. And people are really excited about this. Patty said, this is very concerning to me. Thanks for the heads up. Richard
here's
said,
the story is that we were talking about, and actually one of the things I want to talk to Steve Wiseman about, is the way... the government's letting Monsanto get away with basically changing the whole way that we grow our food and what comes out of it.
And people are killing weeds with Agent Orange. That's pretty concerning.
But it's all legal because they have a patent on it.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Richard said that he's not a greenie, but it does concern him because he remembers Agent Orange very well. And he said, God, are they serious? Sadly, yeah, they are, and they're using it. We also, yesterday, were talking about kind of a, it started as a lighthearted topic, but then turned into a nice debate about whether or not Jesus was a vegetarian.
And what's the consensus there?
Richard said, no, he ate essentially a kosher diet consisting of lamb, fish, and many varieties of food common to the area, but vegetarianism would have been both a practical impossibility and not required in the Torah. Norma said, who cares? I mean, really. Melanie said, what's the point? Shane said, I think back then you ate what sustained the body best, and we all know that Jesus was a fisherman. Mm-hmm. Kateria said he had to eat meat or a lot of beans, but I don't think he would have been very liked if he had done that.
Jesus was a carpenter.
Yeah, well,
He was a fishing carpenter.
A fishing carpenter. Carpenter. Okay. Chris said, I'm not sure of that kind of thing, but I'm sure he wasn't a fan of Little Caesar's Pizza.
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah, I got it. Okay. Yeah. All right. So those are some of the things. Thank you for your pursuing the various interests that we have as we expand our reach at facebook.com/Good Day Show. At 23 before the hour, we welcome in our legal expert, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's got a great website. You can avoid a lot of scams by reading the information he has posted at stevelaw.net, stevelaw.net. Okay, so two things. Number one, the announcement was made yesterday that the five biggest banks in our country who were accused, of course, they didn't admit to any guilt because, of course, they didn't do anything wrong, but they were accused of abusive mortgage practices, and they agreed to a $25 billion government settlement. We didn't do anything wrong, but we'll...
But we promise not to do it again.
Right, exactly. $25 billion.
It's the Michael Jackson defense.
Right. So this may help a million borrowers, but it is no magic bullet, Steve, for housing market. What does this mean to the average person that has a, let's see, the Bank of America, Chase, Citigroup, a couple of financial outfits?
And if your loan is under Fannie or Freddie,
you get no protection.
No protection.
Yeah, it doesn't apply. All right, so what is the average person, how do the people who are listening to this program have mortgages with these banks benefit from this?
You may be able to get some money, perhaps around $20,000 for a reduction in your mortgage. You may be able to refinance. But for most of the people who were the victims of some absolutely illegal and outrageous actions of the banks and across the board, I mean, it's just a panoply of them. It was the manner in which they did the foreclosures, sometimes technically foreclosing on properties they didn't own, rushing this process through with these robo signings, in many instances that were illegal. And then, of course, you go back to encouraging these loans, giving loans where they were inappropriate, knowing that they would go under, and then bundling those into bonds that they push off on somebody else, which very much caused the 2008 crash. These are the villains. If you want to look at it, these are the guys.
Steve, though, weren't they, quote-unquote, forced, led into this by legislation that helped them or almost told them to lend to people who really couldn't afford houses because it was not fair that if you can't afford a house that you can't get a house. So let's make it fair so that people can get a loan and live the American dream, even if they can't afford it.
Yeah, and that's a good point, Richie, because the legislation was, you know, we want everyone to be able to have that American dream. But the bottom line is that, no, unfortunately, there has to be some financial basis for it, and the kind of legislation encouraged this. But I think the banks took it further, and I think they did away with a lot of the proper accounting that should have been done. So when I first looked at this settlement, I thought it was ridiculous. I thought it was outrageous. I was very disappointed in Massachusetts, where I am, with a good attorney general who protects people here, Martha Coakley, and she went along with it. And then I looked into it a little closer. And frankly, if you want to take something good out of this, if you want the glass to be half full, there are some homeowners who are going to get some immediate benefit from this. Not a lot, but they're going to get some immediate benefit. And then they still can sue. It's not going to be worth their while to do so. But the various attorney generals, including Martha Coakley here in Massachusetts, who said, we're still going after them. We're still going after them on consumer protection laws that we do have. The thing is, that's going to take a long time. So I think what happened here is they got a quick hit settlement, and now the states can develop things over time. What the banks are looking to do is, okay, we took the immediate heat off, and maybe we can do some kind of settlement down the road. I would love to see some actual criminal charges, because until you get some criminal charges on this, the guys who are making these decisions say, hey, the worst that happens is we take a hit, and the best is we make outrageous amounts of money.
Bank of America, the real bad guy in this, they were the most liable. They are going to shell out about $12 billion of the $25 billion, and it couldn't happen to a nicer bunch.
So, Steve, what about those of us who paid our mortgages, didn't have any problems, and now find ourselves looking at our neighbors walking away from their houses, whether it's their fault or the bank's fault or the legislation's fault, and we are taking a hit on our home values and losing, because that's really the big picture here.
Oh, sure.
The big picture is home values across the board are just being killed, and I'm going to take the brunt of it.
Yep.
Even though Bank of America is going to pay a $12
billion. Down 30, the average around the country from 2008 to today, the average loss is about 33%.
So what's to keep a guy like me from going, you know what, well, I'm just going to walk away from my house.
Yep.
And, I mean, I still have equity, so I'm good. But I'm just going to walk away from, I know somebody who did this. I know somebody who said, well, you know, everybody's just walking away from their house, and it's not really affecting their credit because everybody's in the same boat. And I'm not really happy with my house and where I live, and I'm a little bit underwater. So I'm just going to walk away from it, fully being capable of making his payments.
Well, it would affect that person's credit. However, in a big picture, no, people could do that, and yeah, it may affect their credit. But bottom line is, yeah, they could probably get away with it. And again, the bottom line is, like
it's
you
maddening.
Said, Richie,
yeah.
You, if you follow the rules, are the one that are taking the hit. And
right.
The worst is, although there is a direct correlation between the reduction in the value of your house and all this is going on, technically in the law, you have no claim. There
exactly.
is no one that owes you anything.
Right.
So the
Where's
good guys just get it.
All right. One other item of interest for Stephen J.J. Wiseman. The USDA is trying to figure out what to do. Actually, they have temporarily or tentatively approved the use of Agent Orange. Listen to this. Have you heard? Do you know this story?
No.
Okay. The Agent Orange, by the way, was first produced by Monsanto, so you're going to love the rest of this. Monsanto wants the USDA to approve using a crop weed killer that now is basically made out of Agent Orange because they have developed these, the corn that's being developed is resistant, the seed is resistant to everything. The weeds that are growing is new kinds of weeds that you can't kill with Roundup. Now they're going to try to get the USDA to let them spray Agent Orange on the fields where their new corn is planted, not only in our country, but around the world, so that the weeds will be killed. In the meantime, cancer, liver dysfunction, Parkinson's disease, all are directly traceable back to Agent Orange. Can you imagine that these people are that stupid or that greedy or whatever word you want? What can be done to stop this kind of, and the madness continues all across the food spectrum with these companies like Dow and Monsanto?
Oh, Monsanto, I was seeing a story just yesterday where they have these specially genetically patented seeds, and some were blown through the wind, as normally will happen, onto neighbors who may be having organic farmers, and those organic farmers are being sued by Monsanto saying, you're taking our seeds.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a ridiculous company. But to get back to your Agent Orange, yeah, the you know, the direct correlation between a host of diseases. I have a very good friend who is a Vietnam War vet who now has Parkinson's disease, and there's a real high chance that it was the Agent Orange.
So you want to have an epidemic of Parkinson's? Just let these jerks get away with this.
Yeah, I think what you need is a class action from some of the people who have been affected by this.
The farmers are even getting upset now about it.
Oh, they should be.
Yeah,
and they are, you know, they are in a position where they could have a claim against Monsanto. But somebody's got to do something fast.
Amazing.
And get an injunction because otherwise it's
these guys get away with murder, literally.
Yeah.
One final note has nothing to do with the law. You and I both grew up in the Boston area.
Yep.
And we listened probably, you're a little younger than I am, but
Dave Maynard.
Probably nobody who doesn't remember Maynard.
Yeah.
And so looking at his career, this is a guy, and I mention it not just because of what we grew up around and listening to this guy, how much he affected those of us who were, and I worked at the same radio station where he was. What a wonderful guy. But he was on at a time when that signal covers, I think, either 36 or 38 states in the country. So people knew him, and he died of Parkinson's yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I just saw that, and yeah. It really hit because he was so much a part of our youth. And
oh, he was.
Terrific, terrific guy, too, as you said.
48 years in the Boston market, 40 of them on WBZ. That's something the general run across, but he was very, very, he was the same way off the air as he was. I remember Bob, who's my general manager. He and I worked together first at WBZ in 1968, and Maynard used to have such fun with the kids who were working there. Just a very good guy, so it's kind of a sad moment. All right. Thank you. We appreciate your input. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our attorney who gives us lots of good info when we need it, legal advice, et cetera, and it's not worth what you pay for it. Check out stevelaw.net. It's 12 before the hour on Good Day.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 2323. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99. And will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 2323.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Valentine's Day is only one day of the year, so it shouldn't be the only time when you focus on romance with your partner. Expert Dr. Ian Kerner says that instead you should enjoy date nights throughout the year to keep your intimacy strong.
While expensive presents and dinners are nice, they don't have to be a regular occurrence. Get creative and look for new ways to celebrate your relationship during the year. It can be as simple as taking a walk, going bowling, or cook a romantic meal together at home. You'll be saving money and that much closer to the bedroom.
This year, KY Brand is helping make it easier to plan a few hours alone with your partner by offering new date night packs. These packs pair their intimacy enhancement products with a $10 off voucher for movie tickets for two from moviephone.com.
For more information on the date night packs and to get more date night ideas and tips, visit Couples Place, KY Brand's page on Facebook.
You can find KY Brand date night packs at drug, food, and mass retailers nationwide. For more information, visit Couples Place at facebook.com/KY Couples.
When I hear KY, I don't think of couples for some reason. Well, I guess maybe you could.
What else would you think of? Hello.
Strawberry Jam. 51 after.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee.
Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
So, there's no breaking news here, but this was a big movie, a big job for this guy. So let's get started right away with the Good Day Movie Challenge. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. Movie Moments on Good Day with a preview of some of the big movies coming out this weekend. That'll be Chucker's job. Your job right now is to hear this song and to tell us for the prize the name of the singer and the name of the movie. 800-510-8255. Take the approach of listening and remembering the experience when you were in the theater. This was a big, big movie. This was the number one movie during this week in 1988, Chucker, and it stayed there. This is a, I don't even want to say cult movie. This is, everybody knows about this movie, right? Would you agree? Most anybody who has any experience with movies in our country would know this movie.
I would agree.
Yeah. Okay. So name the song. I think I named the song. She's like the wind, right? I said that already.
I'm thinking by the sound of this song.
Yeah.
Under the song.
Yeah.
I probably did not go to the theater for this movie.
No, you probably did not. No,
I likely have seen it somewhere.
Yeah, you have. Okay. Most everybody has. Yeah. Chick flick, for sure. So who's singing the song, the title song? Well, it's not the title song of the movie. A lot of people thought it was the title song, but it wasn't. But it was the main theme of the movie. Name of the movie and name of the person singing this who was the star
Massive
of the movie.
Chick flick, right?
Ah, yeah, unbelievable. It still is. This is a big, big chick flick,
okay,
even today,
I know which one it is.
24 years after it was number one at the box office. So identify the name of the movie and the song being sung here by whom? 800-510-8255. As long as you have one before our movie moments, you'll get a swell prize. Who knows? It might be maybe some Girl Scout cookies in your future. And it may even be that you could win a ski weekend. How about them apples?
Ooh.
All that stuff put together. Figure out who it is singing this and what the name of the movie is. He was the star of it. And it wasn't like people expecting him to sing because nobody knew he was a singer until this. All right? But he was associated. Chucker, wasn't he associated with almost like Harrison Ford in that era, with the four or five of the really biggest box office successes in the 80s? Wouldn't you say he was around?
Yeah, I would.
Three or four of them, anyway. Yeah. Okay. 800-510-8255. Richie, do we need some here, or can we launch right into it? I think we need a moment.
Quick something, yes.
All right. A quick something, and then Chucker previews The Phantom Menace. Yes, that's back again this weekend. Hold on.
It's the Jockey Men's Underwear Sale at Macy's, with 25% savings on our entire jockey collection. 25% off all Jockey Classic and Bonus Value Packs, including 4-pack boxers, boxer briefs, and 6-pack briefs, plus crew and V-neck tees. 25% off all Jockey boxers,
all Jockey Pouch and Elance collections, and more. All Jockey Men's underwear, 25% off at Macy's. Savings off regular prices. Sale ends February 20th.
With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea. Most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
All right, so Chucker, let's class things up a little bit here with a discussion of what's going on this weekend. Four big movies opening, right?
Yeah, four movies, Doug. One, the first would be Star Wars, The Phantom Menace. The catch here is George Lucas is going to release the Star Wars property in 3D. The question is, are people really interested in seeing Jar Jar Binks back on the big screen?
I think they do want to see this movie.
I can't stand Jar Jar Binks, but I'll tell you what the hook is, Chuck. My son, who is 7, almost 8, has never seen it in the theater.
Yeah, my daughter, too. Actually, my daughter seen the trailer last night and said, "Well, boy, Daddy, that looks cool. Let's see it."
Yeah.
Then again, I said, no zombies, and she said, okay, I'll pass. Also opening is the unconventional love story, The Vow, which is tracking very well, starring Shannon Payne.
It looks fun.
And one of my favorite actresses, Rachel McAdams.
Very attractive.
She should be a household name, but is not at this point. The action thriller, Safe House, with Denzel Washington and Ryan Reynolds. Reviews are mediocre. It'll do fairly well. And Journey 2, The Mystery Island, and also another 3D movie. Yeah. This is a sequel to Journey to the Center of the Earth, which the original starred Brandon Fraser. The studio dumped him in favor of Dwayne The Rock Johnson, also co-stars actor Michael Caine.
Will you go see Phantom Menace this weekend is our question. The poll at DougStephan.com. A, yes, I can't wait to see it in 3D. B, maybe if I can get to a matinee so it doesn't cost so much. C, I have the DVD, so no. And D, no, I've seen it and I don't want to see it again. All right, let's get Debbie to tell us the name of the movie. Go ahead, Debbie, quickly. Debbie.
Dirty Dancing.
With whom?
Patrick Swayze.
He's singing the song. You get the